Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when your day just explodes into a chaotic mess? Emails piling up, unexpected meetings popping up left and right, and suddenly you're scrambling like a hamster on a wheel. Ever feel like life is trying to pull you in 100 different directions at once? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We've all been there, stuck in the whirlwind of busyness, feeling overwhelmed and unproductive. That's why today we're tackling something powerful. Prioritizing what matters most. This isn't about cramming more into your day, it's about making conscious choices so you can focus on what truly lights you up and makes a difference. Think of it like this. Your life is a masterpiece, a beautiful canvas waiting to be painted. But instead of splattering random colors, imagine meticulously choosing each hue, carefully blending them together to create something truly magnificent. That's what prioritizing is all about, selecting the vibrant colors that represent your goals, values, and passions. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master this art of prioritization. 1. Know your big rocks. Ever heard the analogy of putting the big rocks in first? It's a game changer. Imagine your day as a jar. These big rocks are your most important tasks, the things that truly move the needle towards your goals. Before you cram in the smaller pebbles and send those less crucial emails or meetings, make sure those big rocks are securely placed. 2. Say no with grace. You're not obligated to say yes to everything. Saying no to distractions, unnecessary commitments, or things that don't align with your priorities is a powerful act of self-respect. It frees up space and energy for what truly matters. Think of it as clearing the clutter, making room for your big rocks to shine. 3. Schedule your focus time. Treat your most important tasks like precious appointments you wouldn't miss. Lock out dedicated time in your calendar for focused work, free from interruptions. Turn off notifications, close unnecessary tabs, create a sacred space where you can dive deep into your big rocks. 4. Embrace the power of good enough. Perfectionism can be a sneaky thief, stealing your time and energy. Remember, sometimes good enough is more than enough. It's about making progress, not striving for an unattainable ideal. Focus on delivering quality work within reasonable timeframes. It's a recipe for efficiency and sanity. 5. Review and adjust. This isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous process. At the end of each week, take stock of your priorities. What worked? What didn't? Celebrate your successes and identify areas where you can refine your approach. Remember, life is an ever-evolving journey, so keep adapting and adjusting your strategies to stay on track. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family, and trying to squeeze in some me time. Every day felt like a race against the clock, emails flooding her inbox, laundry piling up, kids demanding attention, and she barely had time to breathe. Feeling overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. But then Sarah started applying these prioritization tips. She carved out dedicated focus time for work, learned to politely decline non-essential commitments, and even scheduled me time in her calendar, a sacred space for reading, yoga, or just enjoying a cup of coffee in peace. The results? A calmer, more focused Sarah, who felt like she was finally back in control. She wasn't just going through the motions, she was actively living her life with intention and purpose. So remember, prioritizing isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters most. It's about consciously choosing how you spend your time and energy so you can create a life that is both fulfilling and meaningful. You've got this. Remember those big rocks we talked about. Now's the time to identify yours. What are the things that truly bring you joy, make a difference in your life, or move you closer to your goals? Write them down, big and bold, because they deserve to be front and center. Keep this episode with you as you navigate your day, let it fuel your choices, guide your focus, and remind you of the power of prioritizing what truly matters. And don't forget to share your thoughts. Let me know on social media how you're putting these tips into action. Until next time, keep those big rocks shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.